Hi, y'all. This is Carrie D. Welcome to the Coffee with Carrie Homeschool Podcast. Join me every Thursday for some much-needed encouragement, coffee, and conversation. It's my prayer that this podcast will help you homeschool one step at a time, one day at a time, and one cup of coffee at a time. Hey, if you're blessed each week by our podcast, make sure you check out my book, Just Breathe and Take a Sip of Coffee, Homeschool in Step with God. Then, share our podcast with some of your homeschooling friends who might need a little encouragement this week. You can also find me at my website, coffeewithcarrie.org. So stick around, pour yourself a cup of coffee, put your feet up, and take a little coffee break with me. Let's get started. Hi, y'all, and welcome back to the Coffee with Carrie Homeschool Podcast. So what is the best math curriculum out there? Well, it doesn't come in a box. It's helping your kids to become entrepreneurs. Now, my kids were always thinking of new ways to earn money or thinking about new businesses that they could start. Now, for my daughter, she had reasons for raising money. She wanted to buy more little ponies, or she wanted to take extra dance lessons, or when she was older, she wanted to go on trips abroad. Now, my son, he just loved making, saving, and spending money. He loved making money just for the fun of it. There were no ultimate goals for him, just to make more money. It was a personal challenge to him to see how much he could earn and how much he could save. And my husband's favorite response to any, "Hey, Dad, can we buy blank, 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 blank?" He would always say, "And how are you going to pay for that?" And he would challenge Francesca and Joe to weigh the cost versus their wants and needs. Do they really need it? Is it really worth it? And if so, what were they willing to do to make it happen? And he also impressed upon them from a very early age the advantages of being their own boss and owning their own businesses. Now, after teaching our kids about God and His Word, my husband and I felt it was important to teach our kids financial literacy, to instill in them an entrepreneurial spirit, and to explain the world of business and economics to them. We felt in this real world, these lessons were just as important as teaching them how to read, write, and communicate. And let's face it, Jesus talked about money and the love of money almost as much as he talked about his second coming and our need for forgiveness. Learning about money and finances is an important life skill. From a biblical perspective, being good stewards of our time, talent, and treasures are very important to God. Teaching our kids to save money and to tithe our earnings are also important financial lessons that they should learn. When kids start their own businesses, we should also take the opportunity to teach them why we save, how to save, why we tithe, and how we should tithe. Now, if you haven't read the book, Successful Homeschool Family Handbook by Dr. Raymond Moore and Dorothy Moore, make sure you do it. Put it on your list of must reads. Now, in this classic homeschool book, it defines the 3-point Moore formula. That's what they called it. The 3-point Moore formula goes like this. First, study. Study from a few minutes a day to several hours a day, depending on your child's maturity, and focus on your kids' interests and needs. So that's the first point. The second point is to do manual labor at least as much as the kids spend time studying. Yes, you heard that right. Manual work should be done just as much as their schoolwork. And the third point is to do home and or community service an hour or so a day. Now, in point two, manual work, the Moores believed constructive, skill-building, entrepreneurial work builds a child's self-confidence, creativity, and self-control, and manual work does it more quickly than bookwork does. Now, according to Dr. Moore, manual work and entrepreneurial endeavors are also the most dramatic and consistent cure for behavior and character issues. Now, daily manual work is important. Household chores and home industries should be a part of our child's education. While they're doing it, they learn math and logical reasoning while earning money and accounting for it. They become well and positively socialized as they buy and sell. and they build character as they work and serve. So, how do you teach your kids to become entrepreneurs? Well, let's talk about 7 simple things you can do to give your child an entrepreneurial spirit. First, teach your kids how to recognize opportunities. Entrepreneurs know how to recognize a problem and how to find solutions. And in some ways, entrepreneurs just find ways to make a solution that's already there even better. Now, if your child is moaning and groaning about something, encourage them to think of ways to make it better. Like, for example, something as simple as eating vegetables. If they hate the taste of certain vegetables, but they know that they can't leave the dinner table until they finish them, what can they do to somehow get these vegetables down their stomach? Help them brainstorm possible solutions. Now, many entrepreneurs and innovators don't just notice problems around them and complain about the problems. They figure out how to fix the problems and the challenges. Often these solutions become products or services or brand new business ventures. Now, a young girl from Costa Mesa, California, called Rebecca, came to speak to our youth leadership group. When she was in middle school, she wanted to show kindness to her classmates and foster a community of respect. She noticed there was a problem on her campus, or, you know, a lack of kindness, and decided to do something about it. So one day, she brought 200 pizzas to share with her classmates and started a campaign of kindness. Then, with the help of her mom, she designed a logo, put it on some t-shirts, and gave these t-shirts to each of her classmates. The movement grew so much that Rebecca, who was 12 years old at the time, started a nonprofit company called Let's Be Kind. Now today, she helps schools organize Let's Be Kind Days all over California. Rebecca is now in high school running a nonprofit that began from a problem she noticed and from an action she wanted to do to fix it. So encourage your kids to look for solutions or create solutions instead of complaining and whining. Then, as an added bonus, can that solution be marketed for profit or shared to make someone's life better? Okay, the second thing you can do is let them solve problems on their own. I know this sounds like a given, but in today's age of helicopter parenting, we moms unintentionally don't allow our kids to think for themselves as often as we should. I know I'm guilty of this. Many moms insist on taking the reins and making the calls for their kids, rushing in to fix whatever difficulties they can, and shielding their kids from disappointment and problems or conflict. Now again, like I said, I'm guilty of this as well. As parents, it is our duty to protect our children, but not to suffocate them. Eventually, we have to let them make decisions on their own and to deal with the consequences of their choices, both good and bad. We have to let them face adversity head on and let them decide for themselves, and with our help sometimes, what they want to do about a particular problem. Help your kiddos to not just complain about problems, but to look for solutions. Then give them space and grace to experiment and to not only succeed, but to perhaps fail too. I mean, Thomas Edison once said, "I didn't fail. I found 10,000 ways light bulbs do not work." Now, mamas, that's the right attitude to have. The third thing we can do is help our children become resilient. We're all going to fail. Our kids are going to fail. Like us, they will experience disappointment and frustration and failure in this life. Even Jesus promised us that there will be troubles. So teach them as early as possible that it doesn't matter how many times they fall. What matters is that they get right back up. Part of having an entrepreneurial spirit is knowing that we can fall down as many as 7 times. But what's important is that we get back up 8 times. Every successful entrepreneur has gotten knocked down at least a dozen times in their life. And they turn those dozen losses into victories by getting back up and trying again. Inspire courage and strength in your child while they're still young, and then they'll grow up to be true success stories. And those failures will become part of their testimonies that one day they can be used to encourage someone else. And in Proverbs 24:16, it does say, "The godly may trip 7 times, but they will get back up again." Entrepreneurship requires resilience. Okay, fourth, we can help them start enterprises early on in life. This is one of the best and most practical ways to teach your kids the true worth of earning money through hard work. Remember the Moore formula and number 2? Now, starting their own enterprises will, in turn, make them value their financial resources even more too, and help them become better stewards of them. Now, are your kids too young to start their own businesses? No way. My kids started many business ventures throughout their homeschooling years. Now, Joe's first business venture was a company he called Joe's Boys. It was during his Lego Mania days. He was not only obsessed with building with Legos, but he loved those little minifigures too. He had so many of them that one day he decided to sell some of them so he could buy more of them. So he came up with the name Joe's Boys. And the minifigures, they were his boys. He designed business cards, and we went to the local Office Depot to have a few business cards made. Then he sorted his minifigures into 4 boxes. One box was full of minifigure heads, one box was full of their bodies, one box was full of their legs, and one box was full of all those accessories that come with them, like hats and weapons and stuff like that. Then he made a poster, brought a little table to our co-op that we were running that year, and set up by the entrance door. And he sold them for $1. So for $1, the kids could pick 4 pieces, one from each box, to mix and match and create their own minifigures. Let's just say the kid made a killing. He paid for his business cards within the first week. Then when he got older, he took over teaching the Lego class that we offer at our co-op. Now, when he was younger, it was his idea for me to offer a class where he and his friends could get together and build together with their Legos. One of our high schoolers ran the class the first couple of years when Joe was younger. Then when Joe was in high school, he took over as the teacher. He brought in his multiple bins of Legos to class each week and gave the kids building challenges. He charged a few bucks for the kids to join the class. It was fun and it was lucrative. And in between Joe's Boys minifigure business and his Lego building class, Joe offered hitting lessons to younger boys who wanted to improve their swings. He shagged balls for his hitting coach to pay for his own hitting lessons. And he even volunteered to help in the Challenger League with our local Little League program. Now, my daughter Francesca, she also turned her passions into lucrative businesses too. Now, when she was 10, she was known as the Cupcake Queen. She loved baking and decorating different kinds of cupcakes. Now, she baked so many cupcakes as she experimented with different recipes and flavors that we couldn't eat them all. So she started bringing them to the place where she took her violin lessons. Every Tuesday, she dropped off a fresh batch of cupcakes and a little sign that said, "Homemade cupcakes, $1. It was the honor system. So as kids and parents waited for their music lessons, they could enjoy a homemade cupcake and leave $1. The next week, Francesca would bring fresh cupcakes and pick up the money that was left for her from the previous week. She did this for over a year, and she made a killing too. Then when she was in 8th grade and in high school, her love of tap dancing became quite an obsession. She was taking every tap class offered at her dance studio, but she wanted to learn more and to be even better at it. However, private tap lessons were expensive. So Francesca started teaching a beginner tap class at our co-op for the kids and for the moms. It was a hit. She advertised it as a fun way to meet their PE requirement, and the kids signed up in droves. She loved, too, that the moms wanted to learn tap as well. Before she knew it, she even had some private tap students out of that class. She was making more than enough money each month to pay for her advanced tap lessons. So she invested the money back into becoming a better tapper so she could be a better tap teacher to her students. Later in high school, she turned our love of game schooling into a class at our co-op too. She started the class called Gameology. It was for kids 2nd through 8th grade. The students could come together for an hour each week to play games. Yeah, that's it, play games. Fun games, educational games, strategy games, silly games, you name it, they played games for an hour. The kids were learning new concepts and skills and doing school without realizing they were doing school. Now, for their classes and businesses, both Francesca and Joe also had to keep track of business expenses. They had to open up checking and savings accounts because there wasn't Venmo yet for payment. They had to keep up with their paperwork for registration and payments. Their communication skills improved as they had to send out emails to parents and as they had to advertise and promote their classes. They had to make lesson plans and create a syllabus. And they built their leadership skills as they taught younger kids as well as communicate with adults. The list of real life and math skills they learned by being entrepreneurs is endless. So what skill or passion can your child or teen turn into a business? Start with a traditional lemonade stand or sell snow cones during the summer. Knit and sew toys. Maybe they can provide a pet service like dog walking or cat sitting. Don't forget about mowing a neighbor's lawn or picking up dog poop for busy neighbors. Babysitting or being a mommy helper is perfect for homeschoolers. Both Francesca and Joe did this as well for a time. Francesca hung out with two young girls from our homeschool group once a week while their mom ran errands. And Joe spent a few hours twice a week with a young boy while his grandmother just took care of things around the house. Y'all, the possibilities are endless. Help your child or teen brainstorm their goals. Why do they want to start a business? Why do they want to earn some extra cash? Brainstorm with your child or teen what they're good at and what problems they see in their community or neighborhood that they could solve and turn into a business. Then help them build a business plan. What's needed? How much money is needed to get started? Where will the seed money come from? Do they need help? How much time do they have to devote to their business? Where can they advertise? Then let them run with it. Help them succeed, but remember, also allow them to fail if necessary. And moms, be an example too. Start your own home-based business. What can you teach? What can you sell? What can you create? What can you do well? What was your profession before you started homeschooling? If you already have a family business, well, get the kids involved. Even the younger ones can help put packing material into a box before it's shipped. And your teen can help with the accounting books or with the social media promotions. Let them see your entrepreneurial spirit. It will be contagious. Now, the last three things to do to help your kids to become young entrepreneurs are teach them financial literacy. You know, needs and wants, supply and demand, spending and saving, checking accounts versus digital currency, things like that. Teach them communication skills, writing emails, designing posters, how to speak to all ages, reading books about other entrepreneurs, you know, things like that. And finally, teach them technology skills, how to use Excel, how to type, how to create documents, how to make videos or reels for YouTube or Instagram. And if they're older, how to create a website or a page on some social media platform. Y'all, the list goes on and on. Now, if you're part of a homeschool group or a co-op, think about starting a Young Entrepreneur Day or a Christmas craft fair. Invite your homeschooling friends to set up booths. The kids can sell things that they make, like bracelets or stickers or food. The moms can also promote their side hustle. I mean, admit it, most homeschooling moms have a side business, right, to help pay the bills. So the moms can set up booths and sell their essential oils, their media skills, maybe photography sessions or tutoring services, you name it. Homeschool moms are resourceful and very gifted. Our co-op has a Young Entrepreneur Day every year, and it's a hit. I am always amazed at the creativity and the maturity of our homeschool students. If their new business takes over all their time and energy, moms, don't feel guilty about it. Don't feel guilty about not doing formal lessons for a day or for a week or maybe even for a month. This is interest-led learning or unschooling at its best. As they're building their business and filling orders or promoting their venture, they're doing math, they're writing, they're reading, they're doing art, and maybe even they're doing music, science, or history, depending on what their business is related to. Let them run with it. Let them produce their own album. Let them write their first novel. Let them sell things on Etsy or eBay. Let them tutor other kids. Let them spend hours researching how to be better at whatever it is that they're doing. It's all educational and it's all worth it. Encourage your child to think like an entrepreneur. Help your teen build a business and watch their math skills, communication skills, leadership skills, financial skills, and their bank accounts soar to the next level. Trust me, Mama, entrepreneurship is the best math curriculum out there. Thank you for hanging out with me and for joining me for this little coffee break. If this is your first time joining me, make sure you check out my book, Just Breathe and Take a Sip of Coffee, Homeschool and Step with God. If you're new to homeschooling or you're looking for ways to simplify and streamline your homeschooling, this is the perfect book to read. You can purchase it at Amazon or at my website, coffeewithcarrie.org. Now, if you heard something you liked or something new, then share our podcast with a friend who might need a little encouragement this week, or maybe with a mom who needs to start a new business to make some extra money. And if you haven't already, we would love for you to subscribe to our Coffee with Carrie Homeschool podcast and take a few minutes to leave a little review. This really is the best way to help other moms find our podcast and be encouraged too. It's our prayer that my website, consulting services, podcast, and book will help you homeschool one step at a time, one day at a time, and one cup of coffee at a time. We're praying for you. Stay healthy. God bless. And see you next time.